Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a series entitled, Fighting the Good Faith Fight. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free copy of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
How will you find out how strong your faith is? Only one way. When it is challenged. Anybody can sit up in church with a nice hairdo and good organ music and go, oh yes, I'm a believer. That's not the fight. I said, that's not the fight. It's when your faith is attacked. It's when all of these thoughts and feelings are assaulting you that what you said you believed is not true. And what God told you would happen is not going to happen. No way, no how, it's never going to happen. That's when it's time to fight. I said, that's when it's time to fight. Romans 12:3, he said, I say through the grace given to me to every man that's among you, not to think of himself more highly than he ought to think, but to think soberly according as God has dealt to every man the measure of faith, or actually the article V is not there. It's a measure of faith, you could say. Don't think more highly of yourself. Is that what Peter did concerning his faith? Yes. Can you see what he's talking about? You need to think soberly, realistically, according to where you are. We need to be in training. If we're not in a fight, you better be getting ready for one, because it's coming. No, I made a deal with the devil. I won't bother you, and you don't bother me. Okay? He'll go, sure. And as soon as you turn your back, he's going to nail you. If you're not in a fight, you need to be getting ready for a fight. And I commend you for being in church this morning. Because that's what we're doing. Come on, that's what we're doing. Come on, are y'all listening to? That's what we're doing. Right now. So that when it comes up, you don't go, what I ever do to you? I don't want to fight. I don't want, please quit. Please stop. Make it stop. You're going down. We're overcomers. We're more than conquerors. Greater is he that's in us than he that's in the world. We're supposed to go, even if we get hit, we weren't paying attention. Boom! Our nose is where our feet were a few minutes ago. What's it time to do? Get up. Wipe off your nose. And go, is that it? Is that all you got? Come on. Come on. Let's do this. Right? Is that what you're supposed to do spiritually every time? You're not supposed to fold. You're not supposed to whine. You're supposed to fight. Somebody say fight.
Fight.
The good fight.
Good fight.
Of faith.
Faith.
Hallelujah. Fight the good fight. Fight the good fight. 2 Corinthians, the second chapter. Oh, hallelujah. Thanks be to God. Who does what?
Always.
Gives us the victory. Sounds like we win. Always causes a triumph. Sounds like we win. But you got to fight. 2 Corinthians 2:11 says, lest Satan should get an advantage of us, for we're not ignorant of his devices. If we listen to the Lord, we will understand where he's going to come from. If you know you're going to fight somebody, I used to do some sport fighting years ago. And if you know you're going to fight somebody, you want to learn how they fight. And we'd talk. I mean, we'd go to tournaments and we would talk about, you're going to fight so-and-so. Yeah, watch out for that left hook. Watch out for that right front kick. Watch out for this. Why? Because we're not ignorant of the way he works, the way he comes at you. And so then you're watching for it. And when he goes to launch it, you go, I got your number, buddy. Nah, didn't touch me now, did you? Come on. Is that right? Can you be that way with the enemy?
Yes.
The enemy's been planning, scheming this thing on you for months. And then, bow, he drops it, and you see it coming. And you step to the side and go, whoa, there you go. All right.
Glory to God.
Uh-huh. Thought I wasn't paying attention, didn't you? Yeah, I've been going to church. I've been reading my chapter. Woo. 2 Corinthians 10:3. Let's talk about technique. Let's talk about exactly how he throws these punches, these jabs, these fiery darts. Because this is not just a hand fight. This is hardware involved. We're going to talk about this later if the Lord helps us. It's why you need some armor. Don't you? You don't need armor if you're going to a party. A picnic, right? Why do you need armor? Why do you need a helmet? Why do you need a breastplate? Why do you need a shield? Why do you need all that? Because somebody's going to be shooting at you. You don't need any of that if nobody's not going to be shooting at you or trying to spear you or stab you.
Right.
Is that right?
Yes.
There's going to be times when somebody's going to holler, incoming. Incoming. And we need to be covered. We need to be protected. We need to be prepared. We need to know how to respond.
Yes.
And stand. And resist. And having done all, to stand. Stand. And resist. Steadfast. Mm-hmm. In the faith. Mm-hmm. And win. Yeah. Somebody say win.
Win.
Win every battle. He said, though we walk in the flesh, we do not war after the flesh. It's not a flesh fight. It's not a slap fight. It's not a physical fist fight. Verse 4. The weapons of our warfare are not carnal. They're not fleshy. They're not natural. It's not a natural fight. But we do have weapons. We do have armor. We do have weapons. They're mighty through God to the pulling down of strongholds. Now we're getting insight into how the enemy attacks us. Verse 5. Casting down. What do you have to repel and knock down? What? Imaginations. And every high thing that exalts itself against the knowledge of God. And bringing into captivity every what?
Thought.
To the obedience of Christ. This is how the devil fights. He's very subtle. He wants you to not even know where that thought came from. So that you don't even raise your shield. He wants you to be clueless about where that feeling and that imagination, that suggestion is coming from. When actually it's a fiery dart aimed for your vitals. And the only way it's not going to penetrate you and hurt you is if there's something to repel it. Is that right? Something to resist it. Deflect it, knock it off. He works exactly the same way he worked in the garden with Adam and Eve. How do you lose the faith fight? By losing your faith. If you lose your faith, you lose the fight. How did you get your faith? How'd you get your faith? Faith comes by hearing the anointed word. If you look up other translations, you'll see that meaning is there. The word of the anointed one. hearing the anointed word. You lose your faith by the same principle you gain your faith. You got your faith by hearing the right thing and the anointed thing. How would you lose your faith? By hearing the wrong thing, the lie, the deception. Now, buddy, that was worth you coming to church for this morning right here. I didn't dream that up. The Lord gave that to me. Hallelujah. I know He did. What happened? Did Adam and Eve have faith in God from the beginning of the creation? Did they trust God? Did they love God? Did they know God? Had they ever heard from God? He came down and communed with them on a regular basis, right? I guess every day. How did they lose their faith? They're not confused. The first time he asked Eve about the command of God, she rattled it off just like that. They know. What was their mistake? Standing out there, listening, letting him reason with her. Adam standing by doing nothing, watching and listening to all this too. Has God said, no, you won't die. I mean, what is die anyway? He knew they didn't know even know what that was. They didn't know what dying was. They had no clue. You won't die. What it is, if you eat this and take this, if you disobey God and rebel against Him and listen to me, of course, he didn't say all that now, did he? You will be like gods, knowing good and evil. What's he saying? No, this is not going to be the end of you and destruction of you. God just don't want you to have this because this will put you on an equal footing with him. And he wants to keep you down here. Did they lose their faith and trust in God? Obviously, they'd have never done it if they hadn't turned loose of their faith. And if they had totally trusted what he told them, if they'd have totally believed in him, they couldn't have done that. Did they lose the fight of faith that day? Did they realize they were being attacked? Not like they should have been. Did they overestimate their ability to deal with the enemy's reasoning? Don't make the same mistake.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching from the series Fighting the Good Faith Fight, you may call More Life Ministries at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. Just mention that you heard this message on the radio. You may also download this and other messages from our website at morelifenow.org, where you will find additional information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings. Remember to join us in Sarasota, Florida on Monday, February 2nd, as we begin the Greater Faith Conference. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.